You're listening to VFN Radio. Listen now to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe could be a part of helping bring a third Great Awakening to America. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety on God.TV. Enjoy.
She says, I believe the Lord can heal me.
Of the growth on the right side of your face, I command it. It's burning already. It's burning already. It's burning already. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jonathan.
Todd, this is somebody else. She says her pastor has 60% heart usage that's going down and down.
That was the word of the Lord. That was the word of the Lord. 60% in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You can receive the word of the Lord. You can respond to the word of knowledge in your living room. Doesn't matter where you're watching. You can respond. God's giving you a new heart right now. God's healing a brain tumor right now. In the name of Jesus, he's healing Crohn's disease right now. In the name of Jesus, he's healing gallstone, kidney stone, all the stones that are infection in your bladder, in your kidneys, gallstones, they're being healed right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Michael, what's happening here?
Todd, this woman is responding right now to a court case, an inheritance, the words you had earlier.
Is there a vineyard involved?
A big business. My parents have got a business for 28 years. I'm supposed to get a
You need this breakthrough in the financial realm over your business. And there's a battle going on with a land and a property and inheritance. Thus saith the Lord. Bam! In Jesus' mighty name. What's happening here?
This man here is currently, he's just had a heart bypass. He's got shooting pains in his body as we speak.
As we speak, you just had a heart bypass.
Yes.
A part of your heart isn't working right after the procedure.
I'm not working right at all.
According to the word of the Lord, receive a new heart. I felt a shock. I felt like an electricity come out of my hand. I tell you the truth. It was like, bam, shock, power. He's going to have a new heart. Just had a heart bypass. I know there are people watching me. You're watching in Joburg. You're watching in South Africa. Yes, get on a plane. Come to Pretoria. We are going to be here Tuesday through Sunday night all next week. We're extending in Pretoria another week. How many of you are hungry for more? We're going to be here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday next week, and tomorrow night a special outpouring Holy Ghost Pentecost service. You can watch, join up with us in your living room at your church all over the world. There's going to be an outpouring of power. But I'm telling you right now, if you are believing God for a miracle, and you're within 1 hour, 2 hours of this building, get in a car. It's worth it. Get on a plane. It's worth it. Come get under the cloud. God is touching people, and he will touch you. Michael.
Todd, this woman is responding to the word about the right arm, the sling. She injured her arm. She's been in a sling, been to the doctor.
Can you move it? Can you move it? I just command in the name of Jesus, power to come into that arm, power to come into that muscle and nerve, and your ashakabata.
Todd, this gentleman has a pacemaker. All night he says he's felt fire and heat going through his pacemaker.
Lord, I command the pacemaker. Oh, God's been speaking to me about removing the pacemaker in Jesus' name. If you're believing God for a miracle, just start praying. Take 1 minute and just start praying. Put your hand on the part of your body that needs healing. There's healing and miracles in the atmosphere. Put your hand on the part of your body that needs healing. God will give you a new knee. God will give you new ligaments and tendons. God will heal your body of arthritis, fibromyalgia, chronic pain. I'm telling you right now, if you'll reach out in faith and just put one hand on the part of your body that needs healing and just say, touch me tonight, Jesus. I need healing in my body tonight, Jesus. There's power moving in this place. There's faith rising in this place right now, and we command infirmity, we command sickness, we command disease to come out of your body tonight. And I pray that there would be a release for those that need a surgery in their body. I see the Holy Spirit performing the surgery. Some of you that have a scheduled surgery, even in the next 2 months, even in the next 2 weeks, you're supposed to go into the hospital for a heart procedure or a surgical procedure, some kind of a surgery. I see the Holy Spirit performing surgeries right now. There are people people in this room that are going to be healed right now in the name of Jesus, and surgeries will be canceled. The surgical procedure will be canceled. You came to this very meeting even tonight saying, God, I want this miracle rather than having the surgery. If that's you, I want you to stand up. There's three people I know I'm going to pray for that are supposed to have a scheduled surgery in the coming weeks and months, but God is going to touch you right now. Even one woman is here tonight, and you said, I came to this healing meeting tonight because I believed God would heal me and I would not need the surgery. I keep seeing three people, Holy Ghost performing surgeries right now, canceled surgeries right now. Whatever the procedure is, it's healing happening now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we command infirmity, we command pain, we command arthritis, we command cancer, we command diabetes, we command sickness and disease. Come out of your body now in the name of Jesus. Some of you might be feeling fire burning, heat, electricity, something moving in your body, a vibration. Just start moving your body. Do something you couldn't do before. There's healing anointing in this place. There's healing flowing into your living room tonight in the name of Jesus. What's happening here? If something's happening to you right now as we're praying, God's touching you, stand to your feet quickly and just come to the front. Just come to the front. What's happening here?
He's responding to the surgery word, and this little boy, he's standing in for this little boy that has to have surgery. Who is this little boy?
He's in Funabelle Park.
When's the surgery supposed to happen?
Well, they don't know yet. Off of his brain, they said he's dead.
Bam! Jesus' name. Quickly, come. Who's next? Who's next? Who's this, Jonathan?
Todd, this young girl's just come forward. She's due for surgery.
I just had a word about surgery. What's the surgery? Why? She has an open tumor on her face. Come on, everybody. I've never seen anything like this before. And I have this word, so we have to pray now. The viewers are watching. This is not PG. This is a tumor on her eyes and face. It's an open wound. I need the compassion of the body of Christ. Millions watching around the world. Reach out and touch your televisions. What's this girl's name? Tell me her name. What's her name?
Nikki Wechiluadu. Nikki Wechiluadu.
Is it cancer in her body? It's cancer on her, yes, everywhere. It's
everywhere.
All over her face and her eye. This is the worst suffering.
Yes.
I'm going to curse it and command it to begin to die. Healing power, Jesus. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. You cancer, you demon, you devil, I command you, come out of her body. And Lord, I curse this growth in Jesus' name. I pray that at the very root of this cancer, this tumor on her face would begin to wither. This tumor on her face would begin to burn. This tumor on her face would shrink and fall off. I curse it at its root, and I command the cancer cells in her body to wither and die in Jesus' name. Let the power of God be on you too, Mama. It's the anointing. It's the anointing. It's the anointing. Michael.
Todd, this little boy, he has a surgery biopsy this Tuesday. This is Mom. This is Dad.
It was a word from heaven. I just have to be obedient. I saw the Holy Spirit performing surgeries. So I just pray in the name of Jesus, power just be released into this boy's body. Power be released into this family. Woo-hoo-hoo! Let me tell you. The Father knows, the Father knows, the Father knows. The Father knows. Just lift your hands up. I see the spirit of death being broken tonight. I see the spirit of death. I see the spirit of death. I see the spirit of death. Death. spirit of death. I command every demon. I command every spirit of death. There is a demon. There is an assignment of death. It's tried to, accidents, trauma, things that have happened in your family, premature death. It's like an assignment. It's like a curse. It's like a cancer, a stage 4 cancer. It's like an incurable condition. It's like an incurable disease. And I'm speaking in the name of Jesus, and I command every spirit of death, every spirit of incurable disease, every spirit of cancer, go in Jesus' name. Somebody's being healed. Come up here with cancer right now. Come up here with cancer right now.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
It's going to leave your body. There's cancer healing now in the name of Jesus. May it come into your home watching, touching the television, in the hospitals, incurable conditions. Oh, in the name of Jesus, cancers and lupus, incurable diseases, HIV, AIDS, being healed now in Jesus' name. Had to break it. Something came over me. Michael, what's happening?
So this man scheduled with a surgery on June the 12th for a hernia in the back.
Lord, I command the hernia in his body to go in Jesus' name. There it goes. There it goes. You're going to get up without a hernia. Jonathan.
So this lady has a problem in the brain with epilepsy, so she's due for surgery very soon.
Due for surgery. Epileptic seizures of the brain, be healed in Jesus' name. Ooh, there's power moving here. I feel like tingling and electricity in my left hand. Something just ramped up after I broke the spirit and the curse of death. I command every condition. It's incurable. It's terminal. It's impossible. It's cancer. It's life and death. I command it. And HIV, AIDS, and kidney failure, and stage 4 cancer, and lupus, and Lou Gehrig's disease, every incurable condition, be healed in Jesus' name. You can get it in this auditorium. If that's you right now, it's happening in the room. Leukemia. Leukemia is going to be healed. Leukemia blood cancer is going to be healed in the name of Jesus. You need to run up here. You need to run up here. The power of God is moving. The power of God is moving. Michael.
Todd, this woman, right? She's. What happened to you?
I'm scheduled for surgery. The only theater available is on the 3rd of September.
3rd of September, you need a desperate surgery. Tell me why you need a surgery.
I've got a tumor on my left side of my brain.
Lift your hands up right now because Jesus is healing tumors. I'm going to come out of my Sasayalabasata. Power of the Holy Ghost flowing now. Huskabarabasata. Oh, Barabasata. Oh, Sakabasata. Oh, Barabasata. Oh, Barabasata. Something is coming over me on this platform. It's power and authority tonight for incurable conditions, for cancers tonight, for incurable diseases tonight. Receive it wherever you're watching. It's flowing. It's flowing. It's flowing. In Jesus' name.
Urgent kidney transplant needed.
Lift your hands up. You need a kidney transplant. You're the person I'm talking about right now. I'm going to command kidneys function in Jesus' name. Kidneys function in Jesus' name. What's happening here? What's happening here?
Todd, this woman needs a hip surgery right now.
Lift your hands up. You got pain in your hip right now? Why do you need a surgery?
It's not.
Is it your hip or your leg?
Yeah, around this.
You need a surgery. Yes. Is there pain at all?
It pains when I walk for a long time.
Not anymore in Jesus' name. Power of the Holy Ghost. Here it goes. I'm not done. I'm going to release another dose. Power of the Holy Ghost. Osakabakata. Power of the Holy Ghost. Just start walking a little bit. Just stop. Can you feel anything as I'm praying for you right now? Do you feel anything?
Yes.
What do you feel?
Something.
Something's moving in your leg. It's called the healing power of Jesus. The healing power of Jesus. There it goes. There it goes. Jonathan.
Todd, she's got 2 lumps on her neck. She also has a problem, a reflex action that means if they close it, she won't be able to eat.
Man, I'm praying for people while this anointing is moving. It's on me right now, and I'm just touching. I'm just praying right now. The anointing is just moving. We're going to bring them quickly because I feel power just moving right now, Michael. Power moving right now.
Come on.
What's happening?
Woman, her right arm was in a sling.
It was in a sling. Can you lift it now? Lift it up. Lift it up. Lift it up. I command that arm. That was the word of the Lord. It was the word of the Lord. Come on. Hallelujah.
Polyps.
Hallelujah. The polyps. It was the word of the Lord. Remember the polyps in the stomach. I said I saw polyps, growths and pockets in the stomach. They're healed according to the vision. It's true. It's true in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Michael.
Todd, her right arm is not responding as well.
To her body. Healing happening now. Healing happening now. Healing happening now. Healing happening now. Come on, lift your hands to heaven. Oh, the power of God's moving. Not every miracle is instant, but our job is to pray. God does the rest. And you got to pray when the anointing is moving. Come on, if you need a healing, you're believing God right now. There's power flowing. You just stand up. Use your faith and just stand up for a moment tonight. Come on, Pretoria. Just stand up. Let's believe God. This is your moment. This is the day of salvation. There's anointing on this place tonight, and I command that anointing, that healing virtue and power to begin to move in your body now. Begin to move in your body now. Healing beginning to move in your body now. And I command the pain to come out of your body. I command the paralysis. I command the stroke. I command the tumor. I command the sickness to come out of your body now in Jesus' name. Moving in your right shoulder. The nerve damage is being healed in the frozen shoulder. Something's happening in your neck. Move your neck around. Somebody's getting a healing in their spinal cord. God's healing your spine right now. The pain is leaving your spine in the name of Jesus. Something's happening in your body, burning, fire, heat. Begin to move your body. Do something you couldn't do. Power of God is just moving. Jonathan.
Cystic fibrosis, endometriosis as well.
There it goes in Jesus' name. There it goes.
Todd, this woman's responding to the blood issue over 6 years that you called out.
Power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. There it goes. I had a word that 6 years of bleeding and fibroids would stop tonight, sweetheart. You've been suffering for 6 years. Did you hear the vision I had? This is the woman. This is the woman. And may she be healed in the name of Jesus.
Tumor in the ear for this lady, Todd.
Are you deaf? Have you lost your hearing? You just have a tumor?
Tumor.
Jesus. A tumor going. Here's what we're going to do. The rest of this line, they need prayer. They're responding to the word I just gave. We're going to bring them all onto this platform and line them up. The anointing is moving on this platform. Just these people, not just these people that are in the line. As many as we can get up here. Quickly, quickly. We're going to pray for everybody in the building in just a few moments tonight. Listen, the power of God is moving. And every time I step onto this platform, it's like I get sucked into the Holy Ghost. And you could be seated for a few moments. Everybody's going to receive prayer tonight. I'm shutting this line off. Ushers, I'm shutting off the line. Just these people responding to the words of knowledge. These people responding to the visions. No, this prayer line is closed. Ushers, I can't have people still coming. If you cannot, I wanted people to respond when I gave the word originally. Because everybody will start coming forward and we'll be praying for 3,000-4,000 people. I'm going to do that tonight. I'm going to pray for everyone in the building. I must pray for those responding to the visions and words of knowledge. And that's who I'm praying for right now. That's why I'm going to ask that we shut the line. Because the power of God's going to touch every person on this stage. I'm going to touch you, and I'm going to command this condition. If you're coming because there was a surgery, you're coming with an incurable condition, you're coming with a tumor, a cancer, whatever it is in your body, there's power on this platform. I want you to close your eyes right now. I want you to say, Jesus, I need you to step into my body. Just say, Jesus, it's on you already. Bam, there it goes. In the name of Jesus, just say, Jesus, step into my body right now. I need a miracle. Just start praying for your miracle. Everybody stretch forth their hands. Stretch forth your hands. People praying in their living rooms around the world. We just command the power of God just to go, bam, in Jesus' name. Bam, in Jesus' name. Bam in Jesus' name. Bam in Jesus' name. Bam in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, catchers. Bam in Jesus' name. Bam in Jesus' name. Bam in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost power. 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 Holy Ghost power right now. Come here. Come here. Come here.
Oh, baby.
Lord, let your healing come. Bless you in your mind. Jesus' name. There it is. There it is. Come here, sir. Come here. Let the power of the Holy Ghost begin to move in your body. There it goes. There it goes. There it goes. Come on, let's thank the Lord. Let's thank the Lord. Come on, give him praise. Jesus. Oh, Shakamakata. We're going to clear them off. And we're going to bring up these last few. Just keep bringing them up. We're going to clear them off to my left. This way. This way. Can I just have a water? Somebody? I'm telling you right now. I was going to do something tonight and the power of God just showed up. How many of you love the power of God? We're going to receive an offering tonight while people are getting healed. In fact, the power of God is moving. I don't want to stop. I just want to give an opportunity because we really do need people to sow into what God's doing. Pray about it. In this moment right now, this is good.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Ground, as people are getting set free and healed, let's sow. I'm going to give you a moment right now. I'm asking the ushers to come forward right now. We're going to do this quickly. If you're being blessed watching Healing Awakening Live from Pretoria, South Africa, you're getting blessed in your home, in your living room, wherever you're watching, we want you to sow into what God's doing. Help us. Help us tonight. And if you're watching the broadcast and you want to sow into this anointing, sow into revival, it's like, God, I'm giving thanks with my giving. Pick up the telephone, call the number on the screen. And just sow something tonight. This is good ground. It's not just the seed you give. It's the ground you sow into. Sow into what's happening right now as you're watching. Would you do that? Just go to the website and say, God, thank you for the anointing. I'm believing for an impartation. I want this in my life, in my ministry, in my home, in my nation, in my church, in my living room. And just sow into it and say, thank you, Lord, for how you're moving. The ushers are going to come forward and we're going to receive an offering in just a moment. Go ahead and take your offering, put it in your hand and just pray over it tonight, Pretoria. I'm giving you a moment right now. Ask God. God, what do you want me to give? God, what do you want me to sow? I'm going to sow into what's happening. I'm going to thank you for the move of God coming to my city. And I'm believing for breakthrough and impartation. Sow into it. Sow a breakthrough seed of revival tonight. Ask the Lord about it. I don't have to preach to preachers and pastors and churches. We know about giving. Hallelujah. We know it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. Given it shall be given. Let's believe God right now. Quickly, we're having the ushers come forward. But just take your offering in your hand. Turn to your husband. Turn to your wife. And just say, honey, is tonight the night we want to give 1 million rand? Is tonight the night we want to underwrite? Come on, we're asking for businessmen, churches, ministries that want to fund 1 week of revival. We're asking for God TV friends, partners, and angels. Would you stand with us, businessmen and women? Could you fund 1 week of revival? We need about 1 million rand a week just for 1 week of revival. People are getting saved, healed, delivered. This is good ground. Bless Africa tonight. Thank you for picking up the telephone, calling the number. Thank you for your best gift right now on the website. Thank you for sowing into Africa. But tonight, it's Pretoria's time. It's Pretoria's time. We open the meetings without cost. We open the meetings without any fee, so you can just give because you love Jesus. Amen. How many of you can do that tonight? Take your offering in your hand. I pray, God, you would multiply every seed that people are about to give. People are giving in faith. Some people even came ready to give tonight. God, we want to sow and invest into revival. This nation, South Africa, needs to break out of poverty, and we do it by giving. We're changing the climate of a nation, God, even in our sowing, even in our giving. Come on, believe God tonight. You're going to have a breakthrough in your business. You're going to have an open heaven, a job in favor. You're going to have a financial healing and a miracle. Believe God and say it, and yes and amen, and then sow into it and watch the breakthroughs that are going to begin to happen. As you're giving, watching tonight, watch the breakthroughs that are going to happen. God bless you as we give. Ushers, let's receive the offering. And Lord, we just thank you for this healing right now.
Oh, dear believer and viewer, yes, the world is so hungry for the move of God. And we just saw what happened here in the auditorium. And I can just imagine what's happening in your home around the world. If you could look at all these prayer requests around this prayer altar. I mean, over 68,000 prayer requests. And on the email us now, healing now, the emails just start pouring in. So the hunger for God's presence, God's power is so strong in the world, and we can only do this and bring it into a living room if people are partnering with
us. Yeah, they have to partner with
us. You are actually joining us and say, listen, I hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to me, and I'm going to do something about it now. So I want to ask you to to do something special tonight, phone the number on the screen or go online and donate online. But also, Alan, our business people need to get involved.
Yeah, you know, and I speak to many business people in my day-to-day work, and many of them are not in the place that they believe they should be. They're not in that super abundant place. And maybe, you know, you're in a good place, but the enemy of the great is the good. So now's the time to step up, and you may be feeling you want to sow something. And you think, well, I've sown before, but now the time is to sow again. Sow higher and just believe that God can take you into that super abundant place that He wants to be. If you're really fed up where you are, now's the time to act. You know, I get so passionate about businesses that could be in a much greater, bigger place than they are. And often it's because they don't step forward into what God has for them. So I would just encourage you, become a God TV angel, a business angel with us, because we are committed here at God TV to take you to a higher place, to that super abundant place. Rory and Wendy are committed to provide content to grow you up into the place God wants you to be. So now respond, become a God TV business angel. Sow something tonight as your first gift, into that becoming a member of the God TV Business Angel Network. Now's the time to act. We just ask you to do that. It's going to be the right thing. It's your moment. It's your time. It's time to do it. So join us, Marcel. Now's the time.
Thank you for responding. We love you. We appreciate you. But come, let's worship our Lord and our King of Kings. Yeah, and let's just.
He's our provider.
He's our provider. So let's go.
He's the one that wants to take us to places we've never been.
That's right. Let's join Pablo.
Amen.
Just stay standing for a moment. Stay in the atmosphere. In a few moments, we're going to begin to have prayer lines. We're going to pray for everybody in the building tonight. It's a holy glory tonight. We thank you tonight, Jesus. You're touching, you're healing. The testimonies. We want to hear your testimony, and we know God's blessing you, touching you, watching the broadcast. Tell us what's happening. Send us an email, awakening@god.tv. Tell us what's happening. But listen, the Lord just spoke this promise. We know this promise well, but I want to speak it over you tonight in the glory. Bless the Lord, O my soul, Psalms 103. We bless the Lord, O my soul. It's a command. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I want you to understand tonight, sometimes the greatest breakthrough in healing comes when you bless the Lord. With all that is within you, you bless His holy name. When you bless the Lord, the promise comes. What's the promise? Forget not all His benefits. He forgives all my iniquities, and He heals all my diseases. It's like David was saying, the key to the healing, the key to the forgiveness, the key to the deliverance is bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Pause. Before we can get to the benefits, he forgives all of my sin and heals all of my disease. We need to bless the Lord, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. It's the weapon, the warfare of praise and worship. It's powerful. Especially when you're in pain and suffering, especially when you're in bondage, especially when you need a financial miracle, especially when you're under.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Under the warfare, and then you bless the Lord in your darkest midnight hour in prison. You lift up his holy name and you bless him. Come on, everybody in the room, just take one moment right now in your living rooms. The power of thanksgiving, the power of praise and thanksgiving is going to open things in heaven to bring breakthrough. His benefits, his forgiveness, his healing, his deliverance, his goodness. Come on, bless the Lord and lift up your own voice and praise the name of Jesus for one moment. It's going to release breakthrough. It's going to release healing. It's going to release the glory. It's going to release the anointing. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Enter into his courts with praise. Right now, God will inhabit the praises of his people. As you lift up your voice and you bless the Lord with all that is in you, even though you're in pain and suffering, even though you need forgiveness and healing, forget about your need for one moment and look on Jesus. Look on the Lamb. Behold the Lamb. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God. We want to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus. We lift up the name of Jesus. Jesus! We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not, listen tonight, forget not his benefits. There's benefits. He forgives all my iniquities. He heals all my diseases. He redeems your life from destruction. How many of you want your life? Have you ever felt like you were on the road to destruction, the path of destruction, brokenness and rubble and ruin, bankruptcy, pain, suffering, divorce, whatever it is, addiction to drugs or alcohol? Jesus said he would redeem your life, save your life even from destruction. Whatever that destruction is right now, he will crown you with his loving kindnesses and his tender mercies, and he will satisfy your mouth with good things so you're youth is renewed like the eagle. I'm talking about a good God that will satisfy your mouth with good things tonight and deliver you and save you and redeem you from destruction tonight. I needed that. I don't know about you, but I needed that. At 18 years old, after overdosing on drugs 3 times, I ended up on the street. I mean, I hit rock bottom. I was homeless on the street. After years of addiction to drugs and alcohol, was in 5 prisons before I was 16. I served an 18-month prison sentence. I grew up around sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I grew up around biker gangs. I didn't want anything to do with religion, anything to do with Christianity, Christians. In fact, I was into occult, witchcraft type stuff. I couldn't say I was a Satanist, but I loved Ouija boards and, you know, talking to evil spirits, and I loved anything to do with devil worship. I was fascinated by the supernatural. I literally hated Christians. I ended up in prison. I was a criminal. I'd break into 25 vehicles in one night. I'd break into people's homes, drug dealers steal their drugs. I mean, people show up at my door with guns, you know, death threats on my life. That was just my environment. I beat my own mother when I was 11, 12 years old. Charged with a sexual crime, went to prison. Spent 18 months in prison. I was a violent young person. There's a lot of people like that that need God in South Africa. But maybe it isn't that for you. But you're hopeless, no hope, despair. And you're saying, God, my destruction, my life, it's come to an end at all of this. I've made a mess. The Bible says in Christ you can be a new creation. New creation. All old things pass away and all things become new. You must be born again to see the kingdom of God. There are people in this meeting tonight. The goodness of God will bring you to repentance. God wants to give you his goodness and his love and his mercy. Crown your life with his loving kindnesses. Remember his benefits. But first, we need the forgiveness of sin and healing. And right now, I'm going to ask, just one moment, every head to bow, every eye to close. And out of Psalms 103, I'm going to give an altar call. I'm going to give an invitation. There are people in this room that want me to pray with them tonight because you want to give your life to Jesus Christ for the first time and ask him to be your personal Lord and Savior, redeem your life from destruction. You can be in Christ and be a new creation. Doesn't matter how at the bottom you are, how much the hopelessness and despair, it doesn't matter the things that you've done. You can be forgiven tonight. The stain, the guilt, and the shame can be washed in the blood of Jesus tonight, and God is knocking at the door of your heart. Maybe you're a backslidden, prodigal son, prodigal daughter, and you need to get right with God. You're just done. You want to give your life, rededicate, commit your life to Jesus. You've never done that before. You might be here in a Hindu or a Muslim or an atheist or a Buddhist, a Satanist. I mean, it doesn't know what your background is. You're just lost. You don't want to be addicted to drugs or alcohol. You've came here tonight for prayer. You came for healing, blessing. Maybe you don't even know why you're here. You came with a family member or friend, but I believe God is speaking to you right now, and the Holy Spirit is knocking at the door of your heart. And I'm going to give an invitation right now. People watching in their living rooms around the world, you're going to pray with me. I'm going to give an opportunity for you to pray with me in your homes right now. But if you've never given your life to Jesus Christ and you want to tonight, you want to have the assurance that if you were to die tonight and stand before God's throne and God asked you one question, why should I let you into heaven? What would you say? You can have the assurance tonight, Jesus Christ is my personal Lord and Savior. I gave my life to Jesus. I want to be born again and be a new creation. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for moving now. If you've never given your life to Jesus and you want to tonight, I want you to put up one hand, just right now. Just put up one hand. I see that. God bless you. God bless you. Put up one hand really high and just wave it at me. You want me to pray with you tonight. You want to give your life to Jesus. Just go ahead. Put your hand up. Put your hand up and just wave it. And I see those hands. God bless you. God bless you. Anybody else? God bless you. God bless you. All over the auditorium. You need to get right with God. You need to give your life to Jesus right now. Just wave your hand at me. Just wave your hand at me. Thank you. Thank you. I see that hand in the very back. I see that hand all over the auditorium tonight. I want you right now. Quickly. Don't even hesitate. This is the day of salvation. I want to pray with you right now at this altar. I want you to stand up. I want you to stand up right now and just come forward. Would you do that? Just stand up quickly, quickly and come to Jesus. Just come out of your seat right now. Just come out of your seat all the way in the back. All the way. Just come forward. Come on, get up out of your seat. Come down the aisles right now. Just come down the aisles right now. Just come on, get out of your seat. This is the day of salvation. Come forward. Come forward to give your life to Jesus. Come forward now. Come forward now. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus right now. Come to Jesus right now. We're waiting for you. We're waiting for you. Come to Jesus right now. Don't hesitate. This is the day of salvation right now. He's knocking at the door of your heart. Will you open the door of your heart tonight and say yes to Jesus? His power is here tonight. His demonstration is here tonight. His love is here tonight. His goodness is here tonight. We're waiting and praying for every soul here tonight in Pretoria. God bless you as you come. God bless you, sweetheart. And we're just waiting for you as you come forward tonight. God bless you as you come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God bless you as you come right now. Just come and give your life to Jesus. Just come and stand at the altar tonight. God bless you as you come. Children can come. Teenagers can come. Old and young can come. Come on, church. Do the work of an evangelist for one moment. Turn to your neighbor on your right and left. Turn to your neighbor beside you, behind you, and say, do you know Jesus? They might need your help coming to the altars tonight. That person in your family, that friend that you brought to the service tonight that doesn't know Jesus, now's the moment to bring them forward. Now's the moment to bring them forward right now. This is the day of salvation. We're going to wait just one more moment. God is knocking. The Holy Spirit is knocking. The Holy Spirit is drawing. The Holy Spirit is convicting. If you need to give your life to Jesus, if you're not sure tonight, you can have the assurance. You can have the peace. You can know your name is written in the book of life. God bless you as you come right now. We got to wait for every soul. soul. Come on, you got to be patient. You got to give people time to make that decision. People that want to give their life to Jesus, it is the greatest miracle. The greatest miracle is salvation. We're saying this outpouring is not just a healing awakening. It's a great harvest. It's a great harvest of souls right now. We thank you, God. Many watching, you want me to pray with you. Many watching in your living rooms. You're watching on the TV. You're watching God TV. You want to give your life to Jesus? I'm going to pray with you too. In your homes, living rooms around the world. We're going to pray. We're going to pray at the altar. I want you to bow your heads, close your eyes. If you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died and rose.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Again, confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. You can be saved. This decision, you must be born again to see the kingdom of God. Born of God, born of above, born of the Spirit. And Jesus paid that price. We can believe and receive the free gift of salvation. And we're going to ask God tonight to wash us in His blood, forgive us of our sin, and heal us and deliver us. I'm going to pray with me in your living room. Let's pray together, everybody. And just say, Jesus, I want to give my life to you. And I ask you to save me, Jesus. I ask you to save me tonight, Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to know you. Forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me of my sin. Take the guilt and shame. Make me a new creation. I ask you to be my personal Lord and Savior. Come into my heart now, Jesus. Ask Him. Write my name in the book of life. Remember me in heaven. I receive you now as my Lord and Savior. And I turn from my sin. And I receive the free gift of salvation. Now come into my heart. Just put your hand in your heart. And I just pray that the presence right now, the presence of the Holy Spirit be released into your heart. There it is, coming into your heart right now. Power of God. The power of God beginning to move in every soul. The power of God beginning to move in every heart right now. Just receive Him. Receive Him. Say, fill me, Holy Spirit. Fill me, Holy Spirit. Fill me, Holy Spirit. Fill me now, Holy Spirit. Fill me, Holy Spirit. Fill me, Holy Spirit. Ask Him, fill me. Fill me, Holy Spirit. Fill me, Holy Spirit. Fill me tonight, Holy Spirit. In your living room. In your living room. Pray, fill me tonight, Holy Spirit. I receive Jesus. I receive Jesus. I receive Jesus. I receive Jesus. Tell Him right now, I receive Jesus. Everybody in the room. I receive Jesus. I receive Jesus. I receive Jesus tonight in a new way, a fresh anointing. I receive Jesus Christ. And I command every demonic power, and I command every curse, Satan's power, to be broken over your life now. Every chain, every addiction, I command the power of sin and death to be broken in the name of Jesus. And I release the power of the Holy Ghost. It's a seal of redemption. It's a guarantee that you're saved. That presence of God that you're feeling. We just release it to you now. Everybody in this meeting, take 30 seconds and pray for these souls. Everybody in their living rooms watching around the world, pray right now for these souls. Pray for the harvest. Pray that the devil's power be broken. Pray that the favor of God be released. Pray that they would have a revelation of Jesus. Just pray, start praying in the Spirit. Just start praying in the Holy Ghost. Come on, lift up your voice and pray for the harvest. I want you to pray with fervency and passion for the harvest. These new souls, this harvest needs your prayers tonight. They need breakthrough tonight. Lord, we thank you for it being released over them right now. We pray that every satanic demonic power be broken, that Lord, angels would be assigned to them, that they would know Jesus, that your power, your healing, and your goodness would be released in their life, that they would grow and have a revelation of Christ in them, the hope of glory, in the name of Jesus, that they would have victory right now, and that they would have the assurance and the guarantee that the Holy Spirit, the seal of redemption, has come upon them. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. People praying around the world, amen, amen, amen. We want to get some information and pray for you. I want to ask you for 5 minutes, all of you that have prayed with me today, 5 minutes. And I'm going to ask all of you right now, Corey, my friend Corey, I want you to come this way. Everybody, just this way for one moment. If I could have all the ushers help me, let's bring them all this way. We have a room over here for just a moment. Follow Corey, everybody at the altar. Just, we're going to pray for everybody in just a moment. Come on, let's thank the Lord for this mighty harvest here. Come on, thank God for this harvest of souls in Pretoria tonight. Come on, that's what it's all about. Come on, that's what it's all about. I wished every believer in this room would invite one unsaved person with them tomorrow night. If the church would do the work of evangelism, think about one person, one friend, one neighbor, one person in the workplace, one person that needs a miracle or a healing. Listen, I give people an opportunity to know Jesus after a demonstration of the power. The kingdom of God, the love of God, miracles and healing. And it's after they feel or have an encounter with God, then I ask them, do you want to give your life to Jesus? You just got to get the unbelievers into this atmosphere. Mom, dad, whoever they are, I'll take you out for dinner. Just give me 3 hours. You go to the doctors, just say this. You have nothing to lose but your sickness. Give me one meeting. Tell your neighbor, your family member that needs a miracle. Somebody you know needs a healing. Go out of your way and pick them up in your car. You don't even have to evangelize them yourself. Maybe you're not bold. Just get them into this atmosphere. The Holy Ghost will do the work. And when they see the power of God and even get touched and healed themselves, they'll come running to the altars for salvation, because they'll know that Jesus Christ is alive. How many of you are willing to take a challenge tonight? Not just tomorrow, but over the next week, we're going to be in Pretoria. There's somebody you're praying for. Maybe it's a young person, a teenager, somebody bound to drugs, alcohol, or addiction. You want to organize even a bus, your church or your ministry. People from drug rehab, bring them into these meetings. I love to pray for people addicted to drugs and alcohol. You want to bring a school of deaf people, bring them in. You want to bring a school of blind people, bring them in. You want to bring lepers, if there's anybody that has leprosy. I'm telling you, I heard there was a leper colony in Pretoria. I'm looking for a leper colony. If anybody knows anything about a leper colony in Pretoria, I want to go pray for the lepers, because the Bible says to cleanse the lepers. How can you cleanse the lepers if you don't have any lepers to pray for? I'm telling you right now, we need to believe God. But I'm serious. I'm going to put out a challenge right now, and I'm going to pray for the grace to come on you. If you'll say, yes, Lord. How many of you are willing to be a vessel of invitation to somebody that does not know Jesus and bring them into this atmosphere? You're just willing. If the Lord will touch you, this could be the day for your family, your neighbor, your person in your workplace. How many of you are praying for somebody? Just wave at me. I'm going to pray the grace over you right now, because we want a harvest of souls. Amen. So just pray with me right now. Just 1 minute. Everybody pray with me. Pray for one soul right now that you're going to reach out to and bring into these meetings tomorrow night, all through next week. But Lord, we are asking for a great harvest of souls in this place, a great harvest of souls in Pretoria, God. I pray a grace would come upon each one that's in this room, a challenge. There's evangelists in this room. How many other evangelists in the room? Is there any soul winners, preachers, or evangelists in the room? Any young evangelist in the room? Going into schools, universities, colleges, preaching on the streets, marketplaces, shanties, ghettos. Anybody doing the work of Christ? Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. You know how this stuff works. Maybe you're in the meeting and you're saying, I want that. I want that. I want that. I want that. I pray in the name of Jesus that there would come on you right now, a power mantle for prophetic power evangelism to demonstrate the kingdom with miracles, signs, and wonders everywhere you go. I pray a fresh grace come over your witness, and that you would begin to burn with the love and the fire of God, and you open your mouth and people come to Christ and miracles and healings begin to happen all over this room. God, I bless in the name of Jesus every evangelist, every revivalist, every church planter, and every missionary. I bless them tonight, and I pray their ministries would explode, their crusades would explode. They would have the open fields, the arenas, and the stadiums. God, you would send them into places all over Africa to preach the gospel. Oh, here am I, Lord, send me. Somebody's praying for it. And now the fire is coming on you, and the grace is coming on you, and the anointing is coming on you, and people all over this auditorium and in their living rooms praying for souls right now. Call them by name. Call them by name. Just pray for 1 minute for the great harvest tonight, church. Pray for the great harvest of souls in South Africa, the great harvest of souls in Pretoria. Pray for your family right now. Call them by name. There's an anointing right now for...
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Salvation in Jesus' name. And listen, if we don't ask God for the harvest, he said, ask of me and I'll give you the nations. Ask of me and I'll give you the heathen as an inheritance. I've asked the Lord for 100,000 souls, South Africa. I said, God, I want 100,000 souls in this revival. And I've asked the Lord in the next 6 months, as the revival keeps going all over the world, in the next 6 months, I've asked for 1 million decisions for Christ. It's going to happen. Sri Lanka, it's going to happen. India, it's going to happen. The Philippines, it's going to happen. Zimbabwe, it's going to happen. South Africa, it's going to happen. Australia, it's going to happen. Israel, this revival, healing, awakening, life to the nations, it's the revival that's going to keep going. Hallelujah. It's just the beginning. We're just 43 days in, and we haven't even got to the tsunami yet. Get ready, Cape Town. We're coming. There's going to be an outpouring in Cape Town, South Africa. Africa, and may it be Cape Town all the way to Cairo. I am telling you, what has begun in Tongat, South Africa, what God is beginning to release in Pretoria, get ready Joburg, get ready Cape Town, get ready Zimbabwe, Tanzania, wherever, there are doors, stadiums, open fields, and arenas that are starting to open. And I said to the Lord, I've got a grace on me right now. If I have to stay in the nations for the next 12 months, I'll do it. My wife and I have not been home in 7 months or 7 weeks. We've been in Africa, Botswana, South Africa, 7 weeks. And I believe it's just the beginning of the harvest that will never end. It's coming. The great harvest is upon us. Pray for it, church. Get in it. Get in it. Get excited about it. Say, God, I want to be a soul winner. And I'm going to end it with this. And when I say end it, we're going to pray for people tonight all over the auditorium. I'm going to do it again tomorrow night. I'm going to step over to the altar in a minute and pray with you in your living rooms. But I'm going to give this one challenge. Maybe one person will catch it. Maybe one person will become a soul winner. He who wins souls is wise. I am equipping. Listen, part of an evangelist, I don't just want to do it all the stuff. I don't want to do all the works myself. I need to train and equip and release an army. I'm asking for an army. Let me tell you this. 2 years ago, I was in a church, and I said, God, nobody's getting saved. Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, never an altar call. No decisions for Christ. So I gave a challenge. I had 17 interns, and I gave a challenge. And the challenge was this. In the next 90 days... let's win 1,000 souls for Christ on the streets, on the streets, on the streets. 17 interns. And I said, I believe God, if we make ourselves available 3-4 days a week, just 2 hours a day, to pray for the sick, prophesy, interpret dreams, demonstrate the kingdom, malls, restaurants, subways, out into the streets, wherever we need to go, to the poorest of the poor, to the inner city. I said, if we're willing, I believe we can have 1,000 decisions for Christ on the streets. And we went out, and in 88 days, those 17 interns got 1,000 decisions for Christ through power evangelism. If every church would take the 1,000 soul challenge and get provoked and convicted, when's the last time somebody got saved at the altars? And just begin to say, God, one day a week, 2 days a week, 3 days a week, 4 days. It just takes a small group of people to make a difference. If God could do that in South Africa, give us 1,000 harvesters. I had one young man. He's an evangelist now, traveling to Sudan, Uganda, Africa, I mean, Holland, Europe, all over the world, Switzerland. This one young man in his early 20s, he said, I'm going to get 1,000 myself. And he started going to the streets 2 hours a day, every day. He started hitchhiking without any money and traveling all over America, evangelizing as he went. And he said, I'm going to get 1,000 souls myself. And I'm telling you, he did. He's one of the greatest evangelists I know. And now he's in full-time ministry, taking the gospel all over the world. He just evangelized himself into the pulpit. So Pretoria, who will take the 1,000 soul challenge? 90 days. Stand up. Don't stand up if you're not serious about it. If you're serious about it, you're going to have to get practical. You're going to have to schedule. You're going to have to keep track. But I'm going to pray right now for those saying yes. That you're saying yes to the challenge. That in the next 90 days, your ministry, your witness is going to see 1,000 souls for Christ. Anybody watching saying yes? Anybody watching saying yes? Come on, send us an email and say yes, 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 yes. Send us an email. Yes, yes, yes. You can send us a Twitter. Hallelujah. Send us a Facebook. Just tell us yes, yes, yes. 1,000 soul challenge. Come on. Hallelujah. Father, I pray all over the world tonight, people getting provoked and challenged and convicted, a vision for souls. I pray for the 1,000 soul challenge grace and power to be released tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for 1,000 souls, for every person saying, yes, Todd, I'll take the 1,000 soul challenge. In Jesus' name, it's coming on you now. Now we're linked together and partners in harvest for the harvest that's coming in South Africa. Let's give the Lord a mighty shout. I dreamed when I was 22 years old. I said, God, give me 1 million souls. I said, God, maybe in my lifetime I could have 1 million souls. 7 years later, we had counted at the altars people that came forward in meetings and crusades, 1 million decisions for Christ. And that was when I was 29 years old. And I just said, God, this year, 2013, give us another 1 million. This time it's not going to take 7 years, 7 months. It's a multiplication season of acceleration. I'm telling you right now, I wish and pray that every believer would be an evangelist. That would be my prayer. Hallelujah. We're not all called the same as I'm, but I'm praying, God, let everybody have a spirit of evangelism and be excited about soul winning. Hallelujah. How many of you would love that anointing? Okay, why is it that people want the prophetic anointing and the healing anointing and the revival anointing, but nobody wants the soul-winning anointing? In Jesus' name, I'm going to ask Michael Christie to join me on the platform tonight. He's going to help us set up the prayer lines. I'm going to step over to the altar and pray with you in your home, pray with you in your living room. Get ready to receive a mighty outpouring of the Holy Ghost. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Michael Christie. Come on, would you welcome Michael to the platform? He's a soul winner, revivalist, new breed revivalist, new breed dread champion, Shaka Bam, power evangelist, 27 years old, him and his wife, taking the fire of God all over the world, soul winning, miracles, signs and wonders. And I'm praying, God, give me 1,000 more just like this man, 1,000 more.
You're listening to VFN Radio, and you've just been listening to The Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe can be a part of helping bring America's third great awakening. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety at God.TV. Thanks for listening. VFN Radio.